and SRN News. I'm George Williams in Washington. As 2026 dawns in Washington, D.C., U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Congress faces a January 30th deadline to fund the federal government. But on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, the Louisiana Republican says accomplishments from December will make another government shutdown less likely.
We broke the fever on the omnibus, and now we're finishing that process. So what will be happening over the next few weeks, I don't expect a shutdown. I don't expect any of the drama and the pain that we all had to go through last fall because the Democrats decided to shut the government down. So I think it'll be smoother sailing ahead. And then we'll turn our attention to the next fiscal year's budgeting process. And having built back the muscle memory, I think it's going to work a lot better.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard when This Week on Capitol Hill is broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, Saturday, on the Salem News Channel. In a Swiss Alps ski resort town, there are fatalities and injuries after an explosion sparked a raging fire at a New Year's party last night.
Attorney General of Valais Canton, Beatrice Pilou, has said it's too early to determine the cause of the fire. Experts have not yet been able to go inside the wreckage. A reception centre and helpline has been established for the impacted families. The community is in the heart of the Swiss Alps, about 25 miles north of the Matterhorn.
Correspondent Karen Chamas reports the death toll is at least 40 people, with more than 100 injured. New restrictions now in effect for SNAP recipients in five states. They can no longer use federal funds to buy soft drinks, candy, and other sugary or processed foods. Other states may follow. New Year's Day college football. Oregon beat Texas Tech earlier on today. Indiana, three touchdowns ahead of Alabama in the third period of the Rose Bowl. Ole Miss playing Georgia a little bit later on tonight. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham says young people are rejecting socialism.
The popular evangelist was asked by Fox News why millennials and Generation Z are suddenly reading the Bible and attending church. Graham says, quote, "I think they have been fed the lie of socialism, and socialism is basically anti-God. They have been turned off, I think, by this, and they're asking themselves, there's got to be something more." The president of Samaritan's Purse also thinks the assassination of Charlie Kirk has galvanized young people. Michael Harrington reporting.
With anti-Semitism on the rise all around the globe, officials in Israel are preparing for a potential surge of Jews returning to the Holy Land. Several agencies of the Israeli government held an exercise recently to simulate a massive wave of Jewish immigration that could take place over a very short period of time. They projected as many as 800 immigrants per day. This is SRN News. President Trump is pausing his plans to deploy National Guard troops to three U.S. cities for now, bowing to lawsuits from Chicago, L.A., and Portland, Oregon. The president argues his moves are intended to curtail crime, enforce immigration law, and protect federal properties. The court case in Tennessee is ongoing. New Orleans is welcoming a deployment through Mardi Gras for public safety. We'll soon feel the positive economic impacts of President Trump's big, beautiful bill, says economist Steve Moore.
You start receiving that tax cut in about a week because that's when the withholding, you're going to have less money, folks, withheld from your paycheck starting in January.
Moore's comment shared with the Salem Radio Network. On the opposite side of the economic spectrum, Zoran Mandani, a Democratic Socialist, is taking over New York City, calling for a new era. He was officially sworn in last night at midnight, and then a second ceremony earlier today. This is SRN News.